Welcome to the She Speaks Sport podcast, proudly elevating women's sport and sharing athlete stories in their own voices. Join us for empowering conversations and a front row seat to the stories that deserve to be heard.
Today on She Speaks Sport, I am joined by Kendra De Toey, and she's the national team captain for Life Saving South Africa. And it is really, really awesome and fantastic to have her on the show. We've been wanting to do this for such a long time, and it's something that we're going to be talking about today, not only just the fact that she specializes in pool life saving, which is a very unique field in the sport, and because it's really about actual rescue situations, but also there is a racing format, which we're going to be talking about. But she's also extremely passionate about teaching children to sport, drowning prevention, and also, of course, she has been one of South Africa's leading life-saving sport athletes, and that's really incredible. And of course, she was also the national team captain, like I said, for life-saving South Africa. And there's quite a few things, you know, that she's won over the years and has made us extremely proud. Before we talk about that, Kendra, it's so lovely to have you with me today. Welcome to the show, and it's so cool to be talking about life-saving. It's something that you're also very, very passionate about, but that people need to get more exposed to realize actually racing. So how are you doing? How's things going?
Yeah, no, it's so good to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad we finally got our dates aligned. I've literally just been chugging along, as you know, you do in life. It's been a very hectic year, but yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Three international tours, right? In under 12 months, and three times you've worn the captain's armband. That is a lot. Okay, so tell us before I'm going to get into, you know, there were challenges, serious challenges that you were facing that might have made 2025 look completely different. Before we talk about that, when you say, you know, obviously, because I think people want to know, wow, this is so exciting to see our life-saving athletes do really well. But I think when people think of life-saving, they really think of people on the beach, right? Like just saving lives. Growing up in Cape Town, that's what people genuinely think. But it's so much more than that. So tell us about what these international tours are like. Like what does it encompass, and what's actually happening on these tours when you go?
So it depends on which tour that you go on. So I went to Worlds last year, and that encompasses both the surf and the stillwater pool side. So you get that amazing mix, but then you get like the Orange Cups and the Commonwealth Championships, which is mainly pool focused, which is way more up my alley. I tend to stay away from the surf. A lot of people would know my history with that, and yeah, it's not been the greatest. But the international tours are just amazing. Like it's so good for South Africa to get that exposure, because you know we come from our national championships and like we're the best of the best, and then we go there and we get very much so humbled because the other countries are insane. But it's always good, you know, to take them as learning curves, and you gain so much experience from these different countries and, you know, these different places that you go and all the different like techniques and things that you pick up on. It's incredible. So it's nice to see that, you know, South Africa is really like putting that foot forward and taking every opportunity to learn and to grow and, you know, get better in this amazing sport.
And speaking of that as well, obviously the rescue sports series that happened in August.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that. That was quite interesting. Obviously, you have your eyes set on things that are going to be happening in the future. But tell me a bit about the rescue sports series that happened in August.
It's such an amazing series that they've just brought about. So it's not like, obviously, it's always nice to win money and to work towards that. As an athlete, you know, we don't get that opportunity often.
Yeah.
But the Rescue Sports Series brings something so much more to the sport than just that. In August, they specifically created this Winter Sprint Pool Series Gala. And it was so much fun because they basically took all of our 50 meter events and made it into a 25 meter pool. So it was very like high speed, focus on technique. It was amazing for like, especially for the elite advanced athletes, you know, to really focus on their technique within our races. So it's amazing. And I raced some of the boys at one of the rescue sports series in Jan, and that's always good exposure, you know, keeping you on your heels and like, you know, wanting to work harder. Yeah, and I know that they also brings a really cool mix of events within the surf. They do a lot of the beach events, a lot of the craft events, and yeah, they just like really cater for all the athletes that are, you know, invested and interested in getting really involved in the sport. So it's such a good initiative, yeah.
That is really, really cool. I love this because, I mean, like we've said as well, people have seen life saving as well. I mean, it was obviously born from this volunteer lifeguard movement, but it really is blending now competitive racing, you know, real world rescues, like with skills that you would need. So it's high intensity events, and I think that people can think of that and go, this is seriously high intensity. You know, as an athlete, you're running, you're sprinting, you're diving, you're swimming underwater, you're hauling weighted mannequins to safety against the clock. I love watching that, by the way.
Exactly. It's
It's
so fun.
actually
It's so
cool.
fun.
It's so cool. It's so cool to watch, but I
And it
couldn't
just
imagine.
reminds you, yeah, no, it really is. And even just to do, like, you know, we are the athletes and we are chasing the fastest times on the clock or the quickest to get out of the sea or whatever, quickest to the baton. But it's not just about that. It's about the actual event, what it means, and being the fastest in that event to save a life, because it is a simulation of, you know, a real world rescue. So it's just a sport with purpose. We say that so often, but it really is. It's amazing.
I love that, a sport with purpose. I love that reality because it touches on two things. It really isn't just about sport. It is there's such a deep purpose in this, you know. And speaking of purpose and also speaking about the sports, I know, you know, it was the 2025 Commonwealth Championships in Wales. And of course, this was obviously something that was big for you, but it almost didn't happen. You face a really serious injury that could have just ended your year, and that was a fractured spine. And so how did this affect you, looking at this and going, okay, I may not be able to be, you know, at the Commonwealth in Wales at the championships. And you've been there so many times before, like you've participated so many times before. And it's a big event. It's huge, you know, around the world. So many people are going to were, you know, going to be participating. Now, tell me a little bit about the backstory of having this injury and looking at this and going, okay, I don't know if I can actually go to these championships.
So, like, obviously, you know, hindsight is a beautiful thing, because, like, looking back at it, I can tell you now that it was kind of like an out of body experience, because I kind of felt like I was a horse race, like race ready, but I was like being held back, you know. I had to go through like a lot of prehab and rehab, and it took a lot of a mental toll, you know, out of me. And I wasn't in my best space, and I wasn't myself in that space. So like it was a lot for me to get over. And I think the main thing that really helped me was just shifting my perspective. Like, obviously, I wasn't going to go there and be the Commonwealth champion again and break the Commonwealth record or whatever it was. I kind of just had to do what I could for the team, bring what I could, and I kind of invested myself into being the best captain that I could be at the tour. And I think that really like saved me, and yeah, it put like a positive light on the experience because of my lead up. Yeah, it's always difficult for an athlete, you know, to be pulled away from their passion. So, yeah, just had to try to get over that.
And balancing that with also you are studying. I mean, you have varsity studies, you have
Oof,
physio.
yeah.
I mean, it's so much. And then also, you know, having this strict program, the rehab program that you have to follow. And then also, how did you manage, you know, what went on mentally for you? Was there something that you just told yourself, or were you just in a space where you had good people around you as well? I know that's very important when you're in a process like this. But like you said, as an athlete, when you're pulled away from your passion, it's extremely hard. And I know so many athletes who you have an injury and you literally can sit at home and be watching on TV your teammates, participating and
Yes.
going, and you're removed from the game and or whatever you're doing. And it's not a selfish thing that you want to be that. You just know that you can contribute. You just know that you can give, but you also know that that's your passion. And how hard is that mentally if you're looking at this and going, I might not be able to contribute in a way that I really want to. That must be quite hard mentally and emotionally.
Yeah, it really was. And there was like a few galas that I had to watch my heat go without me behind the block, and that really did affect me mentally. But then what I really told myself during this time was that when I did get the opportunity to finally get back in, I used, every opportunity and every mental thing that I could get from that moment. And that really helped me contribute whatever I could to the team, even if it couldn't have been, I gave 100%, whether my 100% was the rest of the team's 80%, I gave what I could, and that's all I could have been happy with. That's the kind of perspective I try to go in with. Yeah,
I think it's such a beautiful
because it is tough.
perspective. Yeah, I think it's such a beautiful perspective, and it's one that we can even take into life, I think. Like just for people maybe who aren't athletes but are listening to us, it's such a beautiful perspective to know I'm giving my best and what however that looks, it's actually perfect for me. It's actually
Exactly. It's
exactly
given my
that.
circumstances, given your circumstances, this is just the cards that were dealt,
Yeah, exactly. I love that. I think it's such a powerful reality that we can connect to. And I do know though that you did when the team arrived in Wales, it was like there was a shift in you. I don't know that you've said this, that you felt more calm and more present. There was more of a balance than you had ever felt before. And like you said, hindsight is a great thing because now you can look back and see these things. But tell me a little bit about what you felt, and you could feel that in and out of the pools. You did go. You did make it. How was it?
I think I felt that way because I had the other tours to compare it to, because I was world's captain for the world's team, and I felt like I was all over the place, never mind the competing wise, competing in the pool and the surf. But I felt like it was a very big balance between the captain role and the competition role. And then Orange Cup, I think I found my feet a bit more, but there was still a lot of learning that I took from it. And then at Commonwealth in Wales, I just felt like everything had aligned, and I finally was able to find that balance between giving enough time for myself versus giving enough time for the team, to feel the cohesion and the bond, and to be there as a team. And I really think we, as Team SA, literally lit up the whole stadium, with the screams and the shouts and the national anthem. It was honestly amazing, and that filled me with extra purpose and extra drive, because then I knew I had at least done what I could then.
That's so beautiful. South Africa, we're just so special. We're special. That's
Yeah, we
why, like,
really bring that
seriously.
vibe. Yes, everywhere we go.
Absolutely. I even saw it now with the Women's Rugby World Cup, just this, even the
Oh,
support. It's just been
yes.
amazing. Did you follow it? Were you
It's
watching a
beautiful.
bit of it?
I've been a little bit busy with varsity at the moment, so I can't say that I have watched it, but I always support them no matter what. And yeah, I'm sure it's been amazing.
We're just such a special nation of people. I'm just so proud of all of us for everything. And as a captain, though, obviously your role is not just being there as an athlete. Being a captain requires quite a lot more. And I think that is it's different, and it's. Things can they can go wrong, things can get messy, and people, different personalities in a team, and
Especially with so many.
yes. So tell me a bit about how you choose, like, okay, if we talk about, just this year and being captain a number of times, how you've chosen to kind of show up and what is your kind of approach to captaining, and like you said, having so many people in the team, obviously, they're not expecting you to have all the answers and know everything, but
Yeah, exactly.
there is a style that you have to bring to being a captain. And how do you go about this? And what is your kind of thought and feeling? And what do you lean on when you're captaining the team?
I used to think that like leading was being the loudest and the person in front and being the biggest personality in the room, but after doing it so many times, you actually just have to show up and be there for someone. There was a few incidences where I didn't even have to go to anyone. They came to me and they, would speak to me about their problems or whatever, and then I would guide them through it or however I could help them. So I just realized that just showing up, being there for them would be the best. And whether I had the captain badge or not, like I think that is just my personality. Like I am an empath, like I'll feel everyone's emotions and I feel for everyone. I care about everyone as like, a brother or sister or however it is. And yeah, so I think just having that connection with the team or with the people that I tour with, they feel comfortable enough to approach me and all of that. So I think that's kind of the mentality that I go with. I don't have to be the biggest personality. I just want people to know that I do care, I will listen, and I will try and help wherever I can. And that's kind of my approach.
As a fellow empath, I completely get you. Sometimes it's difficult to be an empath though, because you kind of almost absorb what people feel around
Everything.
you. Everything.
Yes,
There's no cut
literally.
off for that. There's no switch that goes on and off.
No, exactly. And if someone has a bad race and it wasn't even mine, I'll feel it for them, like it is, it's a lot to take on at some stages. And that is, it's like trying to find that balance between, giving your time to the team versus time for yourself. And that was the balance that I couldn't find, but eventually did.
Oh, that's beautiful though that you've been able to find that as well. I think that's so important for the journey of an empath. Just on a side note, you have to almost have that. You have to create that time for yourself in any space. And I think that that's the permission that people sometimes feel they need, but actually you don't need permission. You actually really just have to do that to be a fully functioning human being.
Yes,
You
for
have
your
to.
cup backup, yes,
Yeah, you have
100%.
to. I love the fact that the 100-meter mannequin carry. I mean, this is like your strongest event. Now, you're dragging. I don't want to say dragging, but that mannequin isn't like 5 kilos, people. That
No.
mannequin is super
It's
heavy.
heavy, yes, very much so. Literally a full grown man, 75 kilos. It's
Wow.
very fun.
It's very fun. Well, okay. So literally, I mean, water is resistant. So when you're carrying it, it is like a drag. And how did that, like when we go back to, when you were in Wales at the Commonwealth, it started off really well for you because this has always been your strongest event, right? And how did it, tell me a little bit about how it unfolded for you, because obviously we must keep in mind that you were at Wales, having done the rehab and now just showing up in the fullness of where you were at that moment in that time, and physically and in every way. So tell me about the mannequin carry, because it's amazing to me that you're literally carrying literally in inverted commas, a full grown 75 kilograms man through the water.
Yeah,
Amazing.
literally. So it is, it's one of my favorite events. It's the event that I used to have the SA record in until Kara van Heerden broke it at Commonwealth. Can't be angry at her though, because it was an amazing race to watch, so kudos to her. But yeah, so it's one of the coolest events, I think, because we hop on to the blocks with these massive fins that are basically molded to our feet. And then we dive, and then most of us, they're like depending on your level of advancement, we go the full 50 underwater, and we do like a technical turn at the wall, do a little pickup, and then we carry the mannequin back, and all of our different techniques with our carrying. There's a lot of new ways that have been brought about. So at Commonwealth, I was trying out somewhat a new carry. Because that Orange Cup carry that didn't work there. So, and I tested it out in the race at Commonwealth, and it's kind of slipped out my hand in the last 15 meters, and then I had to slow down to readjust just in case like I would lose it. And yeah, and I missed making the finals by 0.01 splits,
Wow.
or 0.01 seconds. So but it was to a fellow South African, and I really didn't mind because I was super happy for her to be in the event, and I know how hard she had been training, you know.
Yeah.
So there was no hard feelings, but obviously I'd literally stepped off of 2023 Commonwealth Champs being the gold medalist in that event, and now I didn't even make the final. So it was a very bitter pill to swallow in the moment, but the way that I handled it, I was proud of myself for that. You know, I could have cried and had a meltdown and
Yeah.
sulked the rest of the competition, but I kind of used it as fuel for my captaincy or the next event or the relays, you know. So yeah, it motivated me in essence. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's so important what you said as well about feeling proud of yourself. I mean, feeling proud of what you had done as well, and
Yeah, no matter what.
no matter what. And I think that that is so key. I know that there were some real amazing moments as well, though, that came, especially in the relays. And I saw actually people sharing this on social media when, it was actually very, very interesting. And I was like, guys, this is so cool. Like, because I saw people sharing. I don't know if you saw that. Like, people just started sharing because they were like, okay, our woman, they claimed, gold
Oh yes,
in the rescue
I did see
relay.
it.
Yeah. And silver, in the mannequin carry relay. I mean,
Yes.
this is amazing. And then also, the team setting a new South African record. And I think people were excited about that. I saw people sharing and going, like, hey, this is like amazing. And obviously the guys that were participating, they also like just really crushed the relays. And that is
Yeah,
amazing. I mean, we
it was
must have
so
felt
good
so
to
proud.
witness. No, it was so cool to be in that environment and to watch it and to hear the screams, like it was echoing throughout the whole stadium. It was crazy. Yeah, and we had such good coaches like guiding us. I know that the senior boys relay, they really had their changeovers down, like to the fine tuning of everything. And I know the girls, we struggled with a few of our orders beforehand. We actually only finalized our relays like literally almost on the day of the relay. But once we trusted our coach, Lynette van Rensburg, we went in our specific orders, and it literally was the reason why we got the gold in the end. So yeah, and it was just amazing to end day three of the competition where back to back SA got gold in the men and the women. It was insane.
Wow.
Singing that national anthem, knowing that you were part of that, you know, that moment is like something you can't put to words, you know?
Absolutely. I've actually got goosebumps while you're talking about it. I didn't witness it, but
Same.
I actually can feel that, and
Yeah.
it's so much about doing something that really mattered and doing it together. That's the power of team.
Yes,
That's the
that's
power of
exactly
a
it.
team. And it's so incredible each of you did that together. And having our men and women's team just claiming the goal for us. Man, it's
Yo,
just
it was
emotional. It's
crazy.
making me emotional
Yeah,
right
I know, same. Bringing me right back to that
now.
stadium. Crazy.
It's amazing
Beautiful
and
moment.
well done though. Just to
Thank you,
you
thank you.
and to the whole team, like to everybody. It's just well done. I mean, thank you so much for, not only representing the country and for showing up in such powerful moments and in such an amazing way, but also knowing that there were real challenges to get to that point. Real challenges, like you had to face this injury. I'm sure there was a lot of hard work, not only in the physical, but in every way possible, mentally,
Definitely.
emotionally, just in every way. And you can't control all the externals, but you can control how you show up, right? So
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's my motto lately.
I love that as well. I'm gonna borrow it from you if you don't mind. I'm gonna borrow it a little
Let's
bit.
do it. We can use it together. Let's go.
Let's go. Now you have, your eyes set further into the future, and that's the life of an athlete. You
Always.
are always looking into the future. So there's nationals, there's worlds, there's the Orange Cup in 2026, and you are literally just getting started, I want to say. Even though you've achieved so much, you're getting started.
Yeah.
Tell me about
Literally.
nationals. When does it start, and worlds, as well? When does that happen, and your goals, like just looking ahead.
Yeah, sure. So, it's so nice right now just to be like stepping back and actually just putting in the full on training mode, strength building, like doing all that type of work again. It's been so nice. So I'm really hoping that at Nationals next year that I can maybe get back onto the podium, back on first again. I know Savannah Voigt, one of my very good friends and toughest competitors, is going to be back in full swing as well. So it's going to be a fight between the two of us, I'm sure. But I always love that, you know. And I'm just hoping to get back to like my personal best, and maybe even another SA record would be great. I'm always got a, you know, a little fire in me to get one of them at least. And then I'm really excited for Worlds next year. It's in South Africa. It's in PE. I'm very excited to go back. It's one of my favorite pools. I've broken a few records in that very pool. So my goal would be to make an A final for Worlds. Hopefully, yeah, I'll get close to the top three or top five would be amazing. I just want to do better than I've done in the past Worlds, which is B finals. So yeah, that's my goal for next year.
Wow.
We just got to get everyone to get to SA so we could get Worlds huge.
Yes. And we got to spread the word about it, because I mean, having the
Yes.
worlds, in South Africa and in PE, we want everybody to come on down and have the vibe. So cool. So
Yes.
we have
You
to
got to
keep
bring it.
Yeah, we got to bring it. Every time South Africa gets an opportunity to host something like this, we need to get behind it, I believe. And we have to
Yes.
keep supporting.
100%.
We have to. So once it starts getting closer to then literally we're going to start sharing a lot so that everybody can be there. And I wanted to ask you, though, one final thing. I know that you are very, very dedicated to raising awareness about water safety as well. And obviously, you also
Yes.
give crucial water safety lessons to different communities. Communities that might not have access to this as well. As someone that lives in Blo'burg, right? Unfortunately, we've had so many sad events happen over the last few months. At the beach here, we know the currents are bad. Yeah, I won't even get in the water here. But it's a little bit, I'm
Yes.
good at swimming, but seriously, I'm not taking on that undercurrent and stuff that's happening out there.
Yeah, I'm good at swimming and I'm still scared, so don't worry.
Okay, cool. I'd rather go somewhere else. Blo'burg is scary. But we
Yeah.
have seen a lot of drownings here recently, and some very tragic situations, like with kite surfing and stuff like that. And it's been very sad to witness. And we need to raise awareness, right, about water safety. And I know around December time, it becomes really crucial again, and
Yes.
January. So tell me a little bit about your heart for raising awareness about water safety and the fact that this is so crucial to understand how many drownings actually happen, how important it is to know how to swim. These are actual vital things that we should actually all learn, but we don't often get the, many people don't get the opportunity to do that.
I think my passion kind of started. We are opted to do these patrols on a Sunday where they invite these underprivileged kids, and we basically are supposed to just watch and make sure that no one drowns, and then they bring in an instructor to teach these kids how to swim or just actually just not like fear the water, you know. And it was one day I actually was like my heart was so like filled because these kids, it was so amazing to watch them go from like not even wanting to get in the water to not even wanting to get out the water. And I absolutely just loved seeing that progression. So that's why I've gotten so involved in the drowning prevention and the facilitations, because it's really so important. Like there's a stat that is so scary that babies can drown in 2 centimeters of water, or anyone actually for that matter. 2 centimeters is cr crazy. Like that's like a dog bowl of water. What? You know what I mean? Yes, and like that's just scary. So I think it is so important for us to raise this awareness. And we've started at schools at the moment and swim schools, and we're targeting all of those areas, and we're bringing in the underprivileged areas as well, because that is where most of the drownings happen, especially like not supervised. So we are doing the most, trying our best, but there's always just these sad stories that you can never do too much about. We just could do what we do and hope that it spreads and spreads.
But doing exactly like you said, you're not going to be able to prevent everything, but doing the best and doing your bit as well for helping others. And I think it's so important. And I truly, truly love that. I mean, obviously growing up in this area, growing up in Bloberg, I had so many friends that were lifesavers, and I would go down to the beach and just kind of watch them do their thing on the beach. Never really fully understanding it, seriously, when I was in high school, like not really fully understanding it, but just knowing that they were there and just seeing how hard they worked, as well, like just physically, and you have to keep so fit and so strong, and it's such a huge
Yeah,
commitment,
because at
and
the end of the day, it's a laugh.
it is. Yeah, it is. And I think that it's just so much honor. I just honor that so much and respect it so much. And so, Kendra, I want to say thank you so, so much for spending time with me today. It went really
Thank you.
quickly. There's just so much that you've done and records that you've
It
broken
actually
and
did.
medals that you've won. You just really just are serving as an inspiration for others and just demonstrating like resilience as well in what you've done this year and just your passion for the sport and also for the sport that has purpose, the sport and the purpose behind it. So Kendra, thank you so much for being in. Hopefully somehow maybe see you at the Worlds next year. Yay.
Oh, yes, we'll see you there, definitely. Thank you so much for having me. I definitely hope I inspired a few listeners out there. And yeah, I'll definitely see you in PE November
Yes.
next year. It's booked.
Yes,
Thanks so
absolutely.
much.
Thank you so much, Kendra, and take care.
You've been listening to the She Speaks Sport podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast app like Apple, Google, Castbox, and Spotify. Subscribe and like to stay updated on all new episodes. Thanks for listening.